A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Wednesday, March 8, 2023. I'm your host, Jonga Kandemiri. Tonight on Live Talk, we are looking at the International Women's Day. This year's theme is Digital Innovation and Technology for Gender Equality, highlighting gender gaps in STEM education and careers, and calling attention to the online harassment many women face. International Women's Day is also a reminder of the long road ahead. Speaking in New York at the ongoing 67th United Nations Commission on the Status of Women, or CSW67, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said, "Women's rights are being abused, threatened, and violated around the world every day."
"And women's rights are being abused, threatened, and violated around the world. Progress won over decades is vanishing before our eyes. In Afghanistan, women and girls have been erased from public life. In many places, women's sexual and reproductive rights are being rolled back. In some countries, girls go to school, risk kidnapping and assault. In others, police prey on vulnerable women they have sworn to protect." In science categories.
That was United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres in New York. Let's hear from Sierra Leone Minister of Gender and Children's Affairs, Manti Tarawali, who is also representing Africa, and she also spoke from New York about gender equality.
"Madam Chair, the African group affirms its commitment to the effective implementation of the Beijing Declaration and Platform for Action, a blueprint for gender equality and the empowerment of all women and girls. The group recognizes that in the last decade, the use of information and communication technologies, especially on mobile communications, has increased. It is therefore crucial to commit individually and collectively to enabling women's full involvement and participation. We note with grave concern that almost half of the world's populations, especially women and girls, people in vulnerable situations, including persons with disabilities, people living with HIV and AIDS, refugees, and people in the least developed countries, which in the majority are in Africa, do not have access to the internet. And in the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic exacerbated inequalities caused by the digital divide, since the poorest and the most vulnerable, who are the hardest hit, lag behind in accessing ICT. Distinguished delegates, the African group believes that the integration of a gender perspective in technology and innovation is crucial to the achievement of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and the Sustainable Development Goals. In Africa, digital access, generally literacy, and digital skills across populations need to be improved. There is need to close the digital divide between and within countries, and also to harness ICT for global development. The African group is convinced of the need to empower families. It affirms the United Nations decade of family farming and recognizes its importance for innovative-driven development and support to entrepreneurship and innovation. We emphasize the need to promote education, training, and relevant information for rural and women farmers through the use of affordable technology transfer and concrete measures to improve women's skills, productivity, and employment opportunities. These, we assist the continent to reap the benefits of digitalization and opportunities, internet operations, and e-commerce to develop international trade capacities, among others."
That was Sierra Leone Minister of Gender and Children's Affairs, Manti Tarawali, speaking from New York. Here in Washington, D.C., this afternoon, Secretary of State Antony J. Blinken and First Lady Jill Biden will host the annual International Women of Courage Awards ceremony at the White House, where two African women from the Central African Republic and Ethiopia will be among a group of 11 extraordinary women from around the world who will be honored for working to build a brighter future for all. Tinogamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk Diaspora Forum nhasi uri musi wechitatu 8 Kurume 2023 apo tiri kutaura pamusoro pekukosha kwezuva remadzimai iro riri kucherechedzwa nhasi pasi rose tichitarisa mabasa akakosha ari kubatwa nemadzimai muno muAmerica kuNew York kune musangano wechimakumi nenhanhatu na wechimakumi matanhatu nenomwe kana kuti 67th United Nations Commission on the Status of Women uri kutarisa mabasa ari kuitwa nemadzimai pasi rose uyo uri kuenderera mberi paine kurudziro yekuti zuva remadzimai ringe richiremekedzwa madzimai asingatyorerwe kodzero dzavo tinoonawo kuti muZimbabwe iye nhasi macherechedzwa zvakare zuva irori remadzimai tichinzwa kuti kwakuine nzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana dzava dzichiunganwa nemadzimai taonawo mutevedzeri wemumiriri weUN Women muZimbabwe muzvare Loveness Makonese vanoti zvakakosha kuti vanhukadzi nevanasikana vawane mikana yekushandisa internet tikutarisa zvemadande mutande pasina kumbunyikidzwa nekuti ndiyo yave nzira yave kushandiswa pasi rose mukufambiswa kwemashoko ngatinzwei vachitaura
Cyberbullying inokanganisa participation yemadzimai mumapublic spaces. Mudzimai anenge azvipirawo kuti anoda kuita mutungamiri akatanga kubhuriwa paintanet unoona achiwithdrawa zvinova zvinokanganisa ingange iri budiriro yenyika kana kubudiriro yenharaunda yake. Zvakare cyberbullying inokanganisa cheuviri chemadzimai nekuti mumwe anenge achiita live yekuti yake online zvino akasangana nebullying online anobva awithdrawa zvino zvakutokanganisawo basa
Rangachi. Alango vari mutevedzeri wemumiriri weUN Women muZimbabwe muzvare Loveness Makonese vari mubulawayo uko kwanga kuchiitwa mhemberero dzekucherechedza zuva irori remadzimai apo vanga vachitaura nevatori venhau ikoko Dr. Tokozani Kupe, a member of the steering committee of African Women Leaders Network, also attended the Women's Day commemorations in Bulawayo and has this to say.
Violence against women in politics. Namhlanje sihlangene lapha ngokuthi sizocelebrate International Women's Day ngokuthi celebrate mhla ka 8 sicelebrate achievements njengabo mama kodwa sithi thina omama sakhe sizathola ukuthi isikhathi esiningi bayahlehlele emuva ngokuthi hamba uyebona ukuTwitter hamba uyebona okuku WhatsApp hamba uyebona okuInstagram ubona ukuthi omama bathethisa okungakanani ubona amagama aphiwa omama abaningi basebesibona besithi hayi mina nxa kunje vele ngisakukwanisa amapikitsha omama bekhitshwa benqunu usubona umama asetshengiswa indawo yonke esehlamba umama onjalo engahambe kumaphambi kwabantu kuthi sesisaba ukuthi njengoba kukhipha ipikture yami liyana njengoba ngikhulunywe kuthiwa ngingumuntu onje ngingahamba ngiye kumafuthi phambi kwabantu so thina sithi kuba umama lingenzi njani asambe nini phambili khangelanini mina ukuthi sengathethiswa okungakanani but nangu ngilothe ngile khona lapho akulo omunye umama osowathethiswa njengami kuwhatsapp kutwitter kuinstagram kodwa ngithi mina angisoze ngihlehlele emuva ngenhlamba lo zonke lezi engizitholayo ngokuthethiswa konke lokhu engikutholayo yikho sithi kubomama bomama esikufunayo ekhathesi asingenenini khathesi kulokukhethela ubuyayo asihambe nini ngobuningi bethu sikhuluma nge-50-50 representation i-50-50 lenye izatholana kana ngokuthi umama njengobuningi bethu thina yithi esibaningi si-52% of i-population njalo yithi esivota kakhulu asihambe nini siye phakomama ephalamenti asihambe nini siye phakomama kuma-local authorities lingesabi ngokuthi liyathethiswa lingesabi ngokuthi kuyaphitshwa amapikitsha lezo zonke lezi ezenzakalayo
And that was Dr. Tokozani Kupe, a member of the steering committee of African Women Leaders Network in Bulawayo. And in Zimbabwe tobacco farmers or Zimbabwe farming, tobacco farming offers a lifeline to survivors of gender violence. Here is a report by Reuters.
Under the sweltering morning sun, Zimbabwean workers stack tobacco leaves on a tractor. But this farm is unlike most in the male-dominated sector. The majority of the employees are women. Many are survivors of gender-based violence. The 150-acre farm is run by Michelle Gwatimba. She left a lucrative job as an IT technician in Zimbabwe's bustling capital, Harare.
When I did come, it was more to just take a breather, some fresh air, and decide what to do next.
Gwatimba says it became clear that there was a lot of gender-based violence in the settlements around the farm. Those are the communities from which the business gets most of its staff.
We would be hearing a lot of stories. There was a lot of women who would then come to us asking for food or for shelter or somewhere to run away from. Because I don't know, an idle mind, you know, is a devil's workshop. So we ended up just employing all of these women.
Gwatimba says her Tsoro Greenfields farm provides employment to over 80 families. She and her team have put in place a strategy that, on any project, be it tobacco or maize or soybeans, 75% of the workforce are women. Their involvement in the sector is not just good for the women, Gwatimba says.
Once we have more women in the space, I feel like more can be done. It builds our economy, takes a lot of families out of hunger and desperation. All of it has a domino effect. We produce more and the economy flourishes.
It's more than two decades since the chaotic land reform program under Robert Mugabe that dispossessed thousands of white commercial farmers. Today, Zimbabwe is witnessing a new wave of young black farmers growing tobacco. It's a cash crop. Green gold, as it's known, made up 12% of Zimbabwe's exports in January, according to official figures. Gwatimba describes the sector as intimidating, but also one that is so rewarding.
To discuss the International Women's Day, we are now joined by our guest, Ms. Lucy Ndongwe Chikowero of MTC Educate a Girl. Welcome to our show, Mr. Ndongwe Chikowero.
Thank you so much, Jonga, for having me.
You are welcome. Maybe you can start by telling us how important this day is.
Yes, this day is very important because this is the time we get to review how the journey that we have traveled in empowering our women and girls. So it is very, very important to because it's a reflection point as well as a moment to be challenging the world to look into how we can uplift the other half of the population of the world that are the women.
Mm-hmm. And this year's theme is about the use of internet as a mode of communication. And we understand that there is cyberbullying, especially against women. What do you have to say about this?
Absolutely. It has been coming out a lot in the meetings that I've been attending, where people are highlighting the, you know, the bullying that goes on the internet or on the cyberspace women and girls are receiving, and in particular the young people, because it is actually leading to mental health illnesses and with some of the people actually committing suicides. So it has been coming out so often, and we also find that people tend to hide behind the internet or behind the keyboard to be perpetuating violence against women or other people.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Ndongwe Chikowero, in Zimbabwe, there is a lot to do, but most of these activities and jobs, there is some complaint that there is a bias towards men and against women. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I tend to agree with it. Actually, when you look at women in politics, and when you look at women in, when we also look at women in businesses, there is, I mean, you tend to see that they're not treated equally. The thing that happens on the internet, sadly, is that when you look at it, at how people can use WhatsApp platforms, because those are some of the digital innovations that are there, how people tend to use those platforms to be bullying women into silence whenever they try to raise some issues, you find that the attacks of women versus men is totally different.
But there are some who say the woman or a woman's worst enemy is another woman. What's your take on that?
It is a fair assessment, but at times you may see that it is also a perpetuation of patriarchy, where women would then feel like I'm more superior than you, thinking probably because of marital status or probably because of how someone was abused by another male person, they have a leverage over you. So at the end of the day, it tends to be misinterpreted as women against women, which is unfortunately, if you look at face value, may be correct. But if you dig deeper, there's more to it.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndongwe Chikwera. Please do stay on the line. We're just taking a short break. Let's take a short break and we'll be right back after this.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
Welcome back, our listeners and guests. And we are going to be joined by one of our other guests, that's Mr. Phil Matibe, who is currently at the White House, where there are awards to be presented by Secretary Anton Blinken, and also First Lady Jill Biden. Mr. Matibe, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much.
May you tell us what is happening there at the White House?
Right. So in Washington right now, this is in the Foggy Bottom area of Washington, D.C. Basically, the office of the First Lady, Dr. Jill Biden, together with the U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, will be hosting the award ceremony for the honorees, the people who have been selected from across the world to receive this high honor bestowed upon them by the United States, and these are women. Of the 11 awardees, two of them are from Africa. One is from Ethiopia, and the other one is from the Central African Republic. And this event will be, we are already here. It will start at 2 o'clock, so in about 40 minutes, that's when we expect the First Lady to begin. It will be streamed live, so anybody can watch it from anywhere in the world. The annual, this is an annual award. Zimbabwean has been awarded this award in a past year, but it recognizes women from around the globe who have demonstrated exceptional courage. The State Department said, women who have demonstrated strength and leadership in advocating for peace, justice, human rights, gender equality, and often get personal risk and sacrifice on their own lives. But since 2007, the State Department has recognized more than 180 women from 80 countries. Back to you.
Yes. And how important are these awards?
The awards are quite important. Part of the program, I will talk to you a little bit about the speaking program that's going to start to unfold here at the White House in about 40 minutes. First of all, we will have opening remarks from the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, and then the First Lady will speak. The award program, there is one, Courage to Seek Justice. There will be remarks and a presentation done by the Undersecretary for the State, Civilian Security, Democracy, and Human Rights. That's Uzra Ezeya. There's something about another part of the program is Courage to Pursue Peace, and then People Who Speak Out. And then Madeleine Albright, there's a group award for women from Iran. There will be a keynote speaker, which is one of the senators from Malaysia will speak. And then the person who will have closing remarks will be Secretary of State in the Office of Global Women's Affairs. So just to give you the names of the two women from Africa, Mayaza Mohammed is the lady from Ethiopia. She's actually a woman journalist, and she has been arrested many, many times before in the past. And the lady from the Central African Republic used to work in the Constitutional Court, and her name is, well, it's Professor Danielle Darlene.
Mm-hmm. That's you. Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. For those that just joined us, we are streaming this show live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. Ndo zokera kuna amai chikowero. Ndo takubwa kuti zuwa remadzimai muZimbabwe. Izuwa ramunga tiri kuremekedzwa here kubva kuhurumende vanhurume nemamwe masangano anotungamirwawo nevanhurume. Kana iwo masangano anotungamirwa nevanhukadzi.
Ndingati kumasangano anotungamirwa nevanhukadzi hongu izuva rinoremekedzwa tinorikoshesa zvakanyanya. Kubva kuhurumende tinoti rinokosheswawo hongu asi rinonyanya kuti rikosheswa pabepa. Of course, we always want to see more kuti ringe richikurudzirwa zvakanyanya because tinowana zveshuwa mumaruva kana mumakungano akasiyana-siyana vanhu vanenge vachiungana vachiti tiri kupemberera zuva remadzimai. But nyaya dzinotarisana nemadzimai dzakanyanya dzinenge dzisiri kuadreswa. Ndosaka ndati we want to see more. Hongu muhurumende vanenge vachirikoshesa. But pane issues dzakatarisana nematernal health. Inyaya dzekuti dzakatikoshera zvikuru and dzimwe dzenyaya dzatinenge tichitaura nezvadzo dzatinoda kuti hurumende yedu inge ichitarisa because tikatarisa WHO inenge ichitaura kuti zvona a woman is dying in every 2 minutes in childbirth around the world. Saka izvi zvakadaro kumukumisha kwedu tingada kuti hurumende yedu inge ichitarisana neizvozvo. Totarisana zvimwe zvinhu zvakatarisana nana menstrual health. Ndo zvimwe futi zvakare zvatinoda kuti zvigadziriswe. Tozotarisa nyaya dzechikafu chaidzo because kana tichitarisa kuvarume nevanhukadzi kana chikafu chapera mumba vana vanotarisana namai. Saka ndo nyaya dzimwe dzatinenge tichida kuti nyaya dzeupfumi ngadzitariswe zvakare pazuva rakatarisana nerino toona kuti rate yedu yakamira sei. How equitable is it? Panyaya idzodzo dzekuti panyaya dzezveupfumi.
Thank you so much. Rambai muri parunhare. Iye zvino tave nemumwe munyarikani muchirongwa chedu vatemba Nzounenda vesangano revarume Svinurai vari muHarare. Tinogamuchirai muchirongwa chedu vaNzounenda.
Mufaro wangu vepachirongwa vatandemiri. I hope you are hearing me loud and clear.
Yes, you are loud and clear. And my first question to you is, when it comes to issues to do with violations of human rights, especially women's rights, men are, you know, the culprits most of the time. And we have heard of cyberbullying and all that is coming out now during this important day of commemorating International Women's Day. And your organization advocates for rights for both men and women. Tell us more about this day today.
Regarding the tangent, it is an honor being on your program, and it's more so on such a special day, International Women's Day. Happy International Women's Day. I think it's basically on human versus women's rights. It's just no one to farm in my human rights.
Mr. Nzonenda, if I may interrupt you a bit, may you just explain this in English for the benefit of our other guests and listeners?
Okay. So I'm looking at a case of human rights versus women's rights. I'm sure if we have to look at these things, I'll be more effective if I look more at human rights, because I'll be looking at both the men's and the women's rights. And on a special day like this, I don't think it would be ideal for me to be very subjective when we look at human rights. I have to be very objective in this. So in as much as I appreciate that, yes, indeed, women are violated, but to go on the record to say that more men are violating women than women are violating men I think that's a wrong statement, because the research as it stands now has actually alluded to the fact, has actually proved that the tables have changed. Violence or abuse knows no gender. We've actually seen a situation where there is more of mutual violence than there is a violence of men violating women as it is now. So, indeed, as we celebrate International Women's Day, I would like to also acknowledge that it is also fundamental that as we celebrate the women today and the achievements that they have made, and also realizing that we still have a lot of road to travel in as far as working towards having women realize their goal is concerned. It would be very ideal to also say that in celebrating International Women's Day, we will also be acknowledging that they are doing great work in not abusing men as well.
Thank you.
I think I'll start by saying that.
Thank you so much, Mr. Nzonenda. Please do stay on the line. Ms. Machibi, maybe you want to respond to Mr. Nzonenda?
Sure. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I think let me try to portray the lives of the two African women who are being honored today. Maybe that story of their lives could be an inspiration for any women anywhere across the continent. So the Professor Danielle Dalan from the Central African Republic, she worked, as I said, in the Constitutional Court. She earned the title of an international woman of courage for her defense of her country's constitution, her heroism. The State Department said that she worked safeguarding, quote, judicial independence and her refusal to be influenced by the threats by political pressure within her country. And if I go to the lady from Ethiopia for a moment, her name is Miaza Mohammed. As I mentioned earlier, she is a woman journalist. And we know, even in Zimbabwe, the space that women journalists operate in is a very small space in comparison to their male counterparts. So one of the reasons why she was selected to win this award is because the State Department said, quote, she has been a strong voice advocating for investigation love and accountability for human rights violations during the conflict in Ethiopia, impressing foreign observers with her clear drive, determination, and perseverance to speak the truth and to share the story she saw with the world. So she produced a documentary about 17 abducted students.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Ms. Matibe. And I would like to take this opportunity to thank all our guests, Mr. Lucy Ndongwe Chikowero of MTC Educated Girl, and Mr. Temba Nzunenda from Warume Shinurai Vukani Madoda. Not forgetting our geopolitical analyst, Mr. Phil Matibe, who is based here in Washington, D.C. And our listeners and viewers at home, be sure to tune in tomorrow. This is Jonga Kandemiri in Washington, and saying good night, Zimbabwean.